This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game.
There you go.
It's the website. You know, these buttons here, I don't think I'll get one until I work the bugs out of them. And also, you can take us with you on the Odyssey app. It's a Saturday morning, 9th day of August. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all you Whitney fans up in Braselton.
Yeah, now.
Braselton, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Braselton or Braselton. Would have been her birthday today.
Yeah, wow.
Would have been Whitney's birthday today. Mm. We lost her. And the crazier part about that is, then 13 years since we lost her. 13 years.
Yeah.
And I remember I was on the air when the news broke right down the hall. Actually, one floor down.
Okay.
We're on the ninth floor. I was on the eighth floor, and I was on the air at Dave FM.
Yeah.
When that broke. And you talk about, it's not the same, but it's a music station. This icon passes. But being live on the air, and I'm relating this back to what we do. You've done it before when you were working TV. But we started the show talking about the Falcons game last night and your praise to Wes and Dave. Mm-hmm. And how they carried themselves and continued the broadcast during those moments when nobody knew
right. What
was going on in the field.
Right. There's certain things when you go on the air, it's certain things you figure you have not every possible scenario in the back of your mind, but mm-hmm. you figure how the evening's going to go. And how many times have those two gone up in the booth to call a game? And it may be an injury or something. You call a timeout, come back to players up and they're off the field, and you go back to playing the game. But that wasn't the case last night. And this pall just kind of fell over the whole place at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And so they handled it as best they could. And I text both of them. I said that you guys were masterful in handling that. And you don't want to assume and say anything. Yeah. That's the wrong thing to do, you know, obviously, because you don't know. You know. And sometimes you're in a place where you feel like you need to be informing people, but you want to be correct,
right.
And especially in something like this. And so all you know is what you see. You see body language. You see facial expressions. And that's what you relay to people, what you're seeing. And other than that, you stand back until you find out exactly what's going to happen. And they were guessing, they were imagining, well, this clock is running. And guess what, you know, and they figured they're just going to run the whole clock down. Well, they got it to a certain place and they stopped it. And so that's it. We're going home.
That's when you find the gift of gab with what we all are. And that's broadcasters at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah.
We have a script which is playing out right in front of us and they do the job that they do. Some better than others, but these guys are at the top of their,
they're
at the top, right?
You earn your money when the teleprompter breaks.
Yeah, exactly.
Teleprompter breaks, you earn your keep.
But when something like this, and the script, as you said, teleprompter breaks or something else happens, mm-hmm. and it's the unknown, That's when you really see the level of broadcaster these folks are. And we've seen it from time to time over the years. The first one I think of immediately, we were kids. I really, obviously, we didn't understand it, but we never saw Jim McKay in anything other than Wide World of Sports. But yet,
coolest job on the planet.
Those of a certain age, or even if you see the replays of it, you know, go back to the Olympics. When was it, the 72 Olympics, when Munich was overrun by those gunmen, and the Olympics literally changed. At that point.
But his background, he came out of news.
Right,
in Baltimore.
Right.
He came, had been a newsman. You know, and you think about even with sports, you think about how they handled the earthquake.
I was just going to say, right? That was my first one, and then Al Michaels for the 89 World Series with the earthquake.
In the Bay Area, right?
And then, of course, you get the various passings of, like, elected officials, popes, things like that, where these guys got to stay on the air.
Right.
For eight hours.
But you talk about a situation that's changing, that's fluid, and things, you know, and the things that you don't know, yet you're on the air, and there are people who are listening, the people who are pulling up their chair a little bit closer now, because they're listening to see this, just if they can tell something in your voice,
right?
You know, especially if you're on radio,
and so, if you are there,
right?
You know, as opposed to nearby, you know, those guys, you know, Al and them dudes were literally in the stadium. That was still shaking, and the players and everybody ran onto the field.
Right.
But this dude was still up in the press box, and there was a chance. I mean, I don't know if he literally got a remote and walked down to ground level, but, yeah, you don't want to be elevated in California when there's an earthquake going on,
right,
or the aftershocks are right around the corner. Anyway, God bless Whitney, but it would have been her birthday today, and I was just going back. I want to ask you guys another question, which I was going to do now, but I'm going to save it, speaking of birthdays. But listen, we've been talking about the Falcons, and there's nothing but positivity coming out of the people who spoke about them, you and I, and Noel and Joe Patrick, about what's ahead of them. Can't say the same thing about the other team here in Atlanta that played last night, and that was the Braves. And where do you start?
Two hits.
Yeah. I got you. He's holding up a peace sign.
Two, Greg.
Yeah. Against their nemesis, according to you.
Well, you know, I guess Acuna wasn't out there, so he couldn't get hit by a pitch. You know, because that's usually what happens with the Marlins, right? They come back, and for some reason they plunk him. 5-1 Braves fall to the Marlins last night. Only get two hits in the game. And, you start talking about this team, and you open, you know, the words sometimes just won't come to describe the level of, dismay and disappointment with the season.
Listen to us. We went from what we were talking about a minute ago, and by the way, that wasn't a pleasant discussion, but we had a little bit more life in our conversation. We start talking about the Braves, it's like we're getting ready to pay our taxes.
Yes, this is.
I mean, the voice just completely changed.
Hey, this is.
Expectations were there in the beginning of the season, and now
we will see.
And then since we were last on the air,
we kept waiting for it to kick in. Oh, this is going to make it. Oh, Acuna's coming back. That's going to make it. Oh, Profar's back. That's going to make it. You know, and it just
wow.
it just wouldn't happen.
You just said something very, what's the word, prophetic? Prophetic? Very telling. What you just described was basically what happened last weekend. What happened last weekend was an actual description of this season, as you well put it. What did we keep waiting for that stadium race to happen, stadium game to happen out of Bristol?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll happen.
Man.
Maybe it'll come. It'll come. The rain's going to go away. It'll happen. We're going to get to watch them. And you talk about a disappointment.
Wow.
Listen, we give them an A for effort. Right, just like the Chicago races when NASCAR went up there and you had the rain, you had to deal with that. I'm sure it would have looked good. The practice runs looked good, but when the race actually happened, it was nasty looking out there. I'm saying what happened last week, obviously Mother Nature, you can't do anything about that.
Right.
But the way you just described where we are at this point in the season with this team is exactly how we felt about waiting for that game to take place last weekend.
Yep. They kept waiting. You know, that's the only thing I think they were hoping, that the rain wouldn't show up for that thing. And then, but there are a lot of people complaining about the experience. A lot of people didn't like the experience from what I've heard. You know, I mean, we knew going in there, logistic would be different, a different crowd going than the usual crowd that goes there for NASCAR that's familiar with the area. But I saw pictures of, like, hot dogs with no bun.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Why would they? I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, we'll
you meaning see. The bun? So it wasn't something asked on purpose. Like I'll get sometimes a hamburger without the bun because yeah, you know you get on lettuce. You're trying to be healthy. You're saying that's not the case.
It's just what I guess that's the way they came out. I'm like
and nachos yeah. with no cheese.
Yeah.
Uh oh.
Yeah. This
and they sell them with cheese. I mean, are they supposed to come with cheese? And
yeah, if you get them at
well,
a game.
How are you not going to get the cheese? If you're standing there at the counter, the person is there putting cheese on there.
They didn't have any.
Oh, that's a different episode of Oprah.
They didn't have buns, they didn't have cheese, and it was all full price. They ran out of beer quick.
Oh. Well.
Yeah, I heard the people were not happy.
That's a whole other episode of Oprah. Okay. All right.
Well, we know next time we try something like that. but okay. You know, we talked about it last week. We still, you know, would like to see things like that. Trying other mm-hmm. venue, other sports and venues that we're familiar with a different sport. And they tried it. And they may try it again.
They should try it again.
You know?
They absolutely should. But yeah, it was one of those things where all right, well, let's get back to the Braves. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When is the last time we felt like this about this Atlanta Braves team? Just apathy at this point of the season. Not that, okay, they're turning the corner and September's going to be different.
Last couple of seasons before they left Turner Field.
Yeah, been a minute.
We just knew that those teams were just treading water till they made the move.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got to see, you know, Freddie and Dansby were there. That, you know, we got to see the genesis of what would become, you know, the beginning of that. But you just knew what those teams weren't really aiming. They weren't really going anywhere. And that's the feeling you get with this one, except this is a team with players that we've seen do, you know, great things. And I think that's the thing that disappoints you. So
you got to ask yourself, how much magic can Alex Anthopoulos pull out to get these guys back to where they were? Or you ask yourself or hope that some of the core of this team wants to stay when their contract ends, you know? So yeah. I really don't know, but like I said, I haven't felt and talked about this team like we are doing now in a while. It's strange.
You
know? Because you got to assume something. We're assuming some things will take place. We're assuming there may be another manager next year.
We're assuming
that that's what's been speculated. Is Chris Sale going to stay with this team? You know, when he comes back, you talk about this pitching staff.
Yeah.
You talk about, I mean, talk about the core, too.
Let's see. First of all, if Sale gets back in time to pitch some games the remainder of this season.
Why would you?
Because he can.
Unless he's trying to audition for another team. I mean, he is what he is, and people know what you get when you get a healthy Chris Sale.
Right.
I'm just wondering.
I think he would want to pitch. I think he'd want to pitch.
I'm not saying he wouldn't want to, but I'm just
why not? Why not if he's healthy?
Depending on if he's healthy, yes. If he's not going to do any damage just to come back, if you know people do that to come back to help their team, you know, in a pennant run, that's not the case this year. And he's on 17th or 18th hole of his career, so I'm sure he wants to finish it out healthy instead of doing something to nick himself up. I don't know. It'll be an interesting watch. It really will.
I would hope that he would want to stay here because of what has happened for his career so far since he's been here. You had doubts, some questions.
I was proven wrong. Yep.
And he came in last season and he was lights out. And so I think coming to Atlanta has been really good for him. I think he would want to continue to be a part of it if possible. So, yeah, I hope he's around and we get some people healthy. And next season maybe things go more the way that we expected them for this year. But this one's just been a disaster. We're going to play twice today, folks. We're going to play at 1:15. And then we're going to back that thing up and play tonight at 7:15 and see if we can win one of them.
That's a phrase I never heard you say on the show before.
What?
Back that thing up. despite entering the league at 75 years old, it was on this date.
On this
in
date.
1971, Satchel Paige. Was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
All right.
How old was he?
Man, nobody knew how old Satchel Paige was.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He's 75 years old.
Nobody knew how old Satchel Paige was. Are you kidding me?
And came in and mowed people down.
You know what I mean?
I think they say he was 43 or so when he came into the league.
When he made his major league debut. But I mean, the stories and stuff about him in the Negro League days were just unbelievable.
Oh, him and Josh Gibson too.
Yeah, but just the things that he would do pitching over a matchbox. I mean, that's you said somebody. Can you get
your Savannah bananas right here?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! Just the idea of somebody doing that. But yeah.
Yeah, go up and look up Satchel Paige if you don't know anything about him. All right, coming up next, hey, a friend of the show, a guy who's actually co-hosted this show.
Yes.
From the Marietta Daily Journal, we got John Bednarowski up next, keeping the biscuits and gravy name fresh down there at Corky Kell. But he'll be joining us next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, August the 9th. There are people who we talk about the famous Hank Aaron game where he broke the record, Babe's record here, and
right.
Fulton County Stadium holds what? Held 60,000?
Yeah.
Somewhere
for
in there.
Football, a little over 50, so for baseball.
And yet 200,000 people will tell you that they were at that
game. Oh, yeah,
they
were there. Oh, yeah.
Well, the same thing for New Yorkers who of a certain age will tell you that they were there the night the Beatles showed up. And that's probably into the 200,000s too.
Now,
but
the day they showed up, what do you mean?
No. The day they performed.
At Shea Stadium.
At Shea Stadium.
I thought you were talking about showed up. I thought about Ed Sullivan.
That's different. That was a year later.
Ed Sullivan?
Sullivan was the first. They did TV appearances in 64.
Okay.
This concert was in 65.
Okay.
The Shea Stadium
okay.
one. So it was the second time they came through, or later, I should say, to be honest with you. But this is the 60th anniversary.
Okay.
And so the Mets, the reason we're playing this is because the Mets and Citi Field are paying tribute to this event that took place in New York, the first stadium concert of all time, you know. The Beatles held it, and then nobody was holding concerts in stadiums until these guys did it. So anyway, the Mets are doing it this week, or last week was the actual date of the those guys doing it. Man, I saw a picture. I don't know if this is real. Do you get – well, we got to bring Ben Narowski here.
Yeah,
we'll
man.
Do this after
we got
John.
We got our guy here.
John's probably a Beatles fan. I would imagine that Bednarowski owned a couple Beatles albums. Am I right, John?
You would be correct.
Hey, hey, I knew that.
There he is.
John Bednarowski, Marietta Daily Journal, friend of the show, and, of course, famous former host, co-host of this show.
Absolutely.
There were times in the past where you couldn't be here, and John stepped up and joined us.
Man wears a lot of hats, did that author.
Yes.
He's so many things that he's done, right?
And Beatles fan, we now know.
You know, there's no limit to this man. A Renaissance man walks among us.
How's your 2025 been, John? We haven't talked to you in a minute.
2025, it goes by in a hurry. You just think that you might get a little break here or there, and the next thing you know, you're putting together a football preview issue, and and the football season's upon us, and it's like, where did the year go? We're already starting the new school year. It's time to get back down to business.
Well, he's very smooth. You see how he did that?
Oh, yeah, man.
He's working in his real life, and then he put in the magazine here, which is what I'm holding right now. Kickoff 2025. And, again, I guess I want to ask you, because publication of the Marietta Daily Journal and Cherokee Times, want to make sure we get that in there, too. But, John, these things were the Bibles in years past. You get this magazine before the season starts. You find out everything there is to know about these players. And this is me asking. I know Sam already knows this, but me and there's audience members who wonder, given the movement, even of high school players right now, has it changed how you put this publication together every year?
Not really. It is a year-round project. You know, as soon as the season's over, I'll start working on the new one, getting the players' lists and things like that. And you try to keep up with it. But, you know, it is funny. You mentioned that with the movement that, you know, last year we had Nalen Scott, wide receiver, who's at McEachern now. He was part of our Dynamite Dozen, which is one of the features that we have in the magazine. And he came to the photo shoot last year, and he was at Kennesaw Mountain. So, you know, he's there, he's got his green on and all that. He's looking sharp. And we send the thing to the printer, and, you know, a week and a half before it's supposed to be published and come out, he transfers to McEachern.
No!
Yeah. So you open up the magazine, and there he is representing Kennesaw Mountain. You know, this year we had a little incident, nothing as drastic as that, but Teddy Girard, quarterback at North Cobb, he committed to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
2 days after we had to send the magazine to press. So, you know, our Dynamite Dozen featured in the magazine. I put a little note in there scheduled to commit after press time, but, you know, it doesn't reflect the fact that he's committed to Notre Dame. So we do have a little bit of that, but, you know, for the most part, you stick to the fundamentals and everything works out just fine.
Yeah, folks, spending time on the waitforit.com outline this morning. John Bednarowski, Marietta Daily Journal. If you want to follow him throughout this high school football season, he is social. You can follow him at Cobb Football Friday at Cobb, FBALLFRI. And, man, this stuff, there's scores there. But I mean, you find more in-depth interviews and more stories from this Kickoff 25. Talk about how this group came together. I had a chance to get a look at them.
Well, are you speaking specifically of the Dynamite Dozen?
Dynamite Dozen.
Okay. Well, you know, it's a lot of it. We follow the star ratings and all that. Of course, a lot of it has to do with what they've done on the field in the past too, but you know, this particular group, Jordan Edmonds was the no-brainer this year because mm-hmm. he's a five-star and he's committed to Alabama, and he's considered the number one defensive back in the country. And then after that, you know, my Dynamite Dozen has 13 players. We go with the Baker's Dozen. Gets me an extra guy in there, and it's a little homage to my wife, who's a pastry chef and a baker. So, you know, we get that Baker's Dozen in there.
That's new information.
Yeah.
And we ain't got nothing from her.
But that's the biscuits to go with the gravy.
Well, again, you're just piling on here. That's what I'm saying. See, I ain't got that either. If he can't, you know, but we need it. Go ahead.
Money solves everything.
Money solves everything. Please, we sit here talking about your publication. We better get some biscuits over here. Yeah. Get some pastries and some puffs and all that stuff.
But anyway, after our five star, we did have a number of four stars, but the list is long and distinguished. Mm-hmm. Where we had probably 30 players, or maybe more. It may have been closer to 40. Where we tried to narrow it down to the top players in the area. You know, we had a couple of kids that were supposed to be on the Dynamite Dozen. That the Ward brothers who were at Walton, and they moved to go play at IMG. So we had to bring two more guys on from there. But, you know, it's hard. It's splitting hairs when you get down to the last handful of guys. And the list was so long this year, what we did, if you look in the magazine, there's a specialized feature for each of our schools. And what we did is, there are guys like Chris Carbine, who's a linebacker over at Hillgrove. He was real close to making the Dynamite Dozen. Well, he didn't quite make the list, so we did the feature on him. And the same thing with Daryl Rivers, who's defensive lineman over at McEachern. He didn't quite make the Dynamite Dozen list, but we wanted to make sure that everybody knew about him. So he's the feature for McEachern. And so, you know, it's not easy limiting to 13 players when you got so much talent in Cobb County.
Now, John, we don't have much time left, but could you take a moment and talk about the contribution of my partner here to this magazine this year, or, you know, this – Sam's voice will be heard talking about these players. Am I correct?
That is correct. In the magazine, or on our website, if you want to go through mdjonline.com, you can find all the stories. In the magazine, we have a QR code on each of the pages for not only the Dynamite Dozen, but the Cherokee Super Six. And, you know, if you hold your smartphone over that QR code, up will pop a little video with the highlights and a little interview, get to know you type interview with each one of the players. And it is the dulcet tones of Sam Crenshaw, who does the interviews this year. You know, we were trying to put a real professional spin on it, and we had to settle for Sam.
Hey, get the veal. He's here all week.
Get the veal. Oh, my goodness.
You
not
know
the
what
veal.
I mean? He's doing two nights a week.
It was an honor for me to be a part of this because it's well done. John, remind people where they can pick it up.
Yes.
Because it is available this weekend, right?
It went live today. It's online if you want to go to the website. It's also available if you want a copy to hold in your hand. You know, Racetrack, QT, Kroger, Publix, anywhere in and around Cobb County, Cherokee County. Anywhere where there's a newspaper box, you'll find one. And if they sell out, which I'm hoping they do, we will have them available at the MDJ office first thing Monday morning when the doors open. So please come in and buy 10 or 20. In case you want to read it more than once.
Absolutely. All right, John.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. It is fantastic. And, of course, he'll be hard at it. He'll be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium next Saturday, right? You're going to be down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yep.
Nice thing about that, though, is, well, it's good and bad. I don't have the biscuits and gravy game this year. I've only got one game. They paired McEachern against Walton. It doesn't kick off till 4 o'clock, so I get to sleep in.
Yeah, but as soon as you get down there, you continue to just kind of continue the biscuits and gravy tradition. Just let everybody know about that game. Just continue. We have to, you know, drive that, attach that name to that first game.
Especially since we know he got somebody at home. I didn't realize that the missus.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
He kept that kind of quiet. You notice that? Yeah.
Culinary artist. We didn't know that.
Wasn't he walking in here with a smile on his face all the time?
Yeah, he does.
Feeling good there. How come these pants don't fit anymore?
I'm fat, too, but you know what?
John, thank you as always, buddy.
Thank you, John. We appreciate you, man.
Appreciate it, guys.
There you go. John Bednarowski, Marietta Daily Journal. There was somebody he worked with that I'm talking to, and I can't remember that person's name, but I think it was his assistant. Right. The Dynamite Dozen.
That's these guys, man.
Yeah, man. Sam, show me right now. You
check
got your
out the QR code.
Right there at the top. You put your phone over that, and you got Mr. Crenshaw. All right, coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we are going to do a deep dive into what's going on with the WNBA with Noel. We're going to talk more about these Falcons, but up next, a fresh casting call. Yep, there is money flying through the air, and I'm going to let you know how you can grab some of this stuff. And I have a question for you guys, too, about some of these people that are having a birthday today. I got to want to pose a question to you. That is up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Birthday Curtis Blow.
Really?
Yes, that's why she's playing this. And I wasn't sure what she was going to play, and I just, or which one. But anyway, I'd throw that out there. Yeah, I think that's the first.
Yeah, really?
All right, go ahead. Yeah,
you got some couple of birthday
too.
Shout-outs. First of all,
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Just want to acknowledge when it's coming back with something you didn't expect, but go ahead.
Friend of the show, you had a chance to meet him out of caucus camp.
I met him before.
Okay. Yeah. We hadn't seen him in a while.
I hadn't seen him in a minute.
D. Orlando Ledbetter. Today is D. Led's birthday.
Happy birthday, D. Led.
Coach, we got a question. Shout out. Happy birthday to D-Led. Also, happy birthday to Coach Jonas Hayes, basketball coach at Georgia State. That also means it will be birthday to Jarvis Hayes because they're twins.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So they're their birthday.
Last time I saw D-Led was over at the Marietta Square, the food court. It's like a brand – it's not brand new, but it's over there by –
there is
right
so much,
the other
man.
Side of the square.
I passed through that other day. I was like, man, there is so much going on when you cruise through there. Yeah. I mean, you hit on a swivel. When did this get here? When did that get
especially trying to find a parking spot over
oh,
there.
Oh, my goodness. But Marietta Square is like incredible.
Before I get to the casting call and the job opportunities, and by the way, the jobs are listed on Get Cast with Greg on X and 92.9thegame.com/casting call. There are three people celebrating a birthday today. I want to ask you a question about it. It's subjective, of course.
Okay.
Noel, get your thoughts on this too. But what I want to know is, who did their job the best of these three athletes? I won't say the most accomplished because that's subjective. But of these three names, who was, in your mind, the best? And I just have to say that because I can't say the most achieved or you know. So you'll see what I mean. I mentioned Rod Laver earlier, and he's one of the all-time greats as far as tennis. All right? So I'm going to give you Rod Laver, celebrating a birthday today. Another person celebrating a birthday, Bob Cousy. Okay?
Okay.
Just with those two, it ain't even easy to choose, right?
Yeah, really.
I'm going to give you one more, who's actually probably feeling pretty good today on his 58th birthday, Deion Sanders.
Okay. Okay.
Those three.
All right.
Who's the top of the food chain as far as what they did for their teams during their time? Or Rod being the player he was in the individual sport.
Grand slam, first of all, and then Cousy's a part of all that laundry.
Eight championships in a row.
He's a big part of that, you know. So I probably would start with him.
Cousy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of all the.
Now, Cousy didn't change the position. Neither Rod Laver. I mean, you had to be born a certain way to play like him.
Yeah.
So that had nothing to do with it. But Deion changed the position. Deion's considered the best cornerback this sport has seen. You don't put him up there.
But obviously, we talk about being, you know, an innovator and change as far as that going and still doing it at what he's doing. So obviously, a game changer as far
and
as that
two
goes.
Sport athlete.
Absolutely, absolutely, right? And we got to see it all here in town.
That's why I wanted to. I mean, it's not a clear cut answer. It's not an easy one.
Well,
even
no,
those guys
because you think of something,
when,
and those you know other guys you didn't see as much of, and even when you think about Deion Sanders, that was still ESPN was like in its infancy when he came here to Atlanta. It still wasn't what with now. No social media, and that type of thing, which he has discovered quite well, as we saw last night.
Yes, we did.
With Shador played, you know, but you're talking about someone that just redefined that position and the expectation of it. And anybody that comes out now is going to be compared to him, like this young man we're going to watch see tonight, Travis Hunter. Although he's slated to start on the offensive side of the ball, we know that he is expected to see some action on the defensive side of the ball.
He needs to be on the offense as much as possible.
Oh, yeah, no.
He really does.
But we'll see what happens. I think we'll get to see him play some tonight.
All right, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 again. You know, Robert Shaw's birthday is today, too. And people don't know that name immediately, but they know when they see him who he is. He's the crusty captain on in Jaws.
He ended up being a snack.
But he also, don't sleep on the fact that he was the second Bond villain. He was in From Russia with Love. That dude with the white hair, you know, and was big, and dude was ripped, looked like Arnold. But he looked completely different than when he was in Jaws. It's like looking at Brando early on, you know, when he was back in the 50s and doing Guys and Dolls and in the on the waterfront and all that stuff.
Right,
and then
right.
See him as the Godfather and then later after that where he put on some weight. So it's one of them things. Anyway, it is an interesting time right now in this state and by extension this country when it comes to the film industry. Some decisions are being made. There's lots of moving parts. Technology has a lot to do with this, Sam. So I don't know how to describe what we're watching, but, you know, may you live in interesting times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have here because we have experienced what we saw, say, like in 2019 before the pandemic hit. And this place was a boom town. Or a boom state, if you will.
Yeah.
And the infrastructures that went up around these studios because of the longevity they believed they were going to be, you know, and the money they were going to have in that community. I don't know right now. I don't know. Trillis, I mean, you talked earlier about one of the studios is rented it out to a tennis company.
Yeah.
And they're doing stuff in the sound state.
They got other stuff happening over there. I mean, it was just one that I wasn't aware of at all.
No, there are empty sound stages around here.
Yeah.
There are empty sound stages throughout this state. And they were, in the minds of the business minds of these people, going to be filled at this point. And they should have been. But the three strikes did not help. The pandemic didn't help. But there are people who believe in a different way this will come back. Now, Marvel, I've talked about this before. People know Marvel left America. They didn't just leave Georgia. They left America. They're shooting the new Spider-Man over there right now. and show Tom Holland last week. He was on TV.
Yep.
I got kind of jealous. So I was like, I know that dude. But they're shooting that over there right now. I don't know when it's going to come back. But, like, you've seen productions being shot all around the city.
I've seen stuff around the city. I saw one going on this week. I've seen your pictures.
And it continues. So I'm just saying it's not as busy as it was, but it's still – there's work out there. Catrett Casting got an upcoming project going on, and they need stand-ins. They need a guy with curly hair. You're going to see that atop the casting call list. Ooh, I just lost my thing here. Under Catrett Casting. Hilton Casting, doing Dario from Detroit, their second season. They had a couple needs on last week's specific needs, but this week, Heather and Emily, they're just trying to fill up the database because they got a number of upcoming scenes where they need a lot of people. So you're going to see under Hilton Casting, seeking adults and kids, all ethnicities, all ages, for upcoming scenes. And this is going to shoot through October, so you got plenty of chances to be a part of this one. And remember, all minors have to have that certificate from the Georgia Department of Labor, and I've got that link right there. So if you minors in the family, you got four kids, each one of them have to have a certificate. Set Life Casting, they have been players on the casting call for the last couple months, and they are finishing up a project called Baby. But I got three needs on this one. They need, well, specific ones, but they need, for one of them, four men and women to portray reporters and auction attendees. Big auction scene going on. They need two men to portray bodyguards. They need folks to play cops. So this is all there. I left Bill Marinella's game show on there, too, The Perfect Line. So if you want to be a paid studio audience member, here's an opportunity for you. So those, just some of the ones in front of the camera. I always recommend going to the list of the casting directors, which I have on here. You go to their social media pages. Later today, tomorrow, Tuesday night, whenever you want to, because they're going to be casting. There's always updating. So don't wait for me and Sam to come back next week. Go there and check them regularly if you're looking to dip your toe into this business. You got a kid who didn't get that summer job, or somebody in the house didn't get that summer job, and they're just sitting around passing gas into the sofa cushion, and you want them to get out and get some work and do something, here's an opportunity for you. Get them an extra job. So,
absolutely.
I don't know about you, but when I got to a certain age – and I was sitting around watching the Cubs games in the summer, and I didn't have a job. Parents came down and let me know about that.
Wow.
What you doing, boy? You need to get a job.
You got to go, right?
So, you know, there's that opportunity. And as far as behind the camera, you got a skill set that'll put you on a crew. Boom. I walk you through how to find those, starting with Georgia.org. You guys get any questions about this, Greg Doug Clarkson, Odyssey.com. And like I said, you check the list out and get cast with Greg on X and 929thegame.com/casting call. There you go. There was, again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 929 The Game. You know who else is celebrating a birthday today?
Who is that?
Arguably the best backfield in NFL history. Part of the undefeated team, Miami Dolphins, Jim Kick. Jim Kick was he was kind of like the forgotten member of that backfield. You had but all three of them got 1,000 yards. That's what their claim to fame was. The first team to have three rushers to have 1,000-yard seasons. Larry Zonka and Mercury Morris were the other two.
Yep.
And today is Jim Kick's birthday. But also, Doug Williams.
Okay.
You got a Doug Williams story, don't you?
Doug Williams.
Was it either from the pros or college? I thought you had a Doug Williams
just
story.
Just Doug from running into him and talking to him a lot. Of course, he's here all the time in Atlanta with the Black College Football Hall of Fame that he and James Shaq Harris, both former Grambling greats, helped establish. So he's very active. And so he's through Atlanta quite a bit. So we get to see quite a bit of Doug Williams.
I told you the Sam Rockwell thing. I couldn't believe that when I heard that. That was another piece of show business news I had forgotten about. You know, you guys have asked me about being cut out of – I'm cut out of Superman, but I got a credit.
Okay.
How do I feel about that? I got cut out of Spider-Man, but I get a credit. There's some things when it comes to movies, you just – you know, you don't know. You do your role, and you leave. But one of the most famous ones, and the one I use as an example, I got a little bit more information on. Because I said, when people ask me, well, how do you feel about being cut out of a movie? And I was like, well, if Kevin Costner could get cut out and still have the career he had, I can't say nothing, right? And, of course, Kevin Costner's early film career included The Big Chill. That was his biggest movie, right?
Right.
Except he got cut out of it. And all you saw was his wrist. I've never seen the movie all the way through, but it's famous story that Kevin Costner, who We all know about his career. Right. He was in The Big Chill, and they were all going to his funeral. Beginning of this, but I don't know if there was going to be a flashback scene. I don't know what how it worked out. But they had other scenes with him that were filmed, but all you saw was his wrist. Okay? So I was, you know, you flip around and you see these, you know, the shorts from old TV shows or whatever.
Right.
And one popped up from Kevin Costner's appearance, his first appearance on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. So he was there promoting Dances with Wolves.
Okay.
But what came up during their talk was, you know, Johnny had asked him the same thing. And he teed this up because I didn't know this was coming. Johnny teed this up. He goes, so how do you feel, you know, and your career's going gangbusters right now. But, you know, early on did, when you got cut out of a movie, how did you feel about that? And Kevin Costner proceeded to tell the story of The Big Chill, and Johnny stopped him and went, well, I got something I got to tell you. And he told the story how Carson Productions' first movie that they got was The Big Chill.
Ooh.
And Johnny Carson was part of the process of cutting the film down.
Yeah, okay.
And so that was one of the things that he did. He was in the room when decisions were being made about scenes being cut.
Right.
And one of them was Costner's. And so Kevin Costner looked at Johnny Carson like, oh, so it's your fault, right? And Johnny's like, yep, sorry. But, yeah, I'm the one. Or
yikes.
My team is responsible.
Guilty.
For ending up, but it worked out okay for you. But, yeah, Carson Productions cut Kevin Costner out. But we ain't got to have a telethon for
this. I think he bounced back. He'll just fine.
He will be okay. And one of the person celebrating a birthday today didn't mention Sam Elliott, one of those actors you love. When you see him, you know what you're going to get, right? And there's nobody else who can do Sam Elliott roles.
Right, right.
Gotta like that.
He's one of a kind.
All right, WNBA update with Noel coming up in this 11 o'clock hour. We're going to talk Falcons. How did you like what you saw last night? We're all feeling pretty good about it, but still some things to talk about. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.